Thanks for tuning into Americana Music Profiles. The next episode starts right now.
Marina Rocks was seemingly born to a mom who was on a mission to make her a music star. She put a guitar in her hands when she was just a babe, and when she turned 12, her mom bought her a Marshall Stack instead of a party dress. Marina joins us for this edition of Americana Music Profiles to talk about her latest album, Austin to Houston. Hi, Marina. Welcome to the podcast.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I am doing well. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us today.
Glad to be here.
You are in Texas, is that correct?
I am.
Born and raised there?
Yes, native Texan, native Austinite.
Never left, huh?
Well, occasionally I make a few trips here and there, but it always pulled me back.
So never left permanently?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Seemed like you, reading through your PR notes, there was never any question from your childhood, early childhood on, what you were going to grow up to do.
That's true. I feel very lucky that this is a path I've been on. Involved with music most of my life.
I think if I understood correctly, you received a guitar really, really young from your mom?
I did. I got first she bought me a guitar that was too big for me and took me to a guitar teacher. And he said, he made a suggestion and she got a 3/4 size.
Okay.
I guess, is that kind of like a parlor size?
Yeah. I think they call it a backpacker size now, these days.
Oh, okay. So away we went.
and that was kind of consumed your childhood? Yeah, and normally you think of young girls getting young girl toys and young boy toys, and not often a guitar becomes the kind of the consuming thing.
Yeah, I have to, credit my mom. She was just she loved music more than anyone I have ever met then or now. And such an incredible ear that she had, and loved all styles of music.
And she kind of got you a rather unique gift somewhere around your 12th birthday, which is, again, something that you don't expect a 12-year-old to receive, when she got you the Marshall Stack instead of a party dress, your notes say.
That's true, yeah. She was someone who, in my house, she would play Mother Maybelle Carter. Jimmy Rogers, Bob Dylan, Jeff Beck, Hendrix, of course. I had an electric guitar and acoustic guitar in my life from early time.
Did you play along with those records? Was that your thing?
I did, but probably before that, she took me to a variety of teachers that she could find in Austin, whether it was guys who did finger picking style. And I had, I was a little kid, and guys, I hadn't thought of this, but it was probably a little bit of a challenge to find then finger picks small enough to fit me. And,
yeah.
So I had metal finger pick on the index and middle finger and a thumb pick. And she found the guy. I don't know how she found all these folks. She said, this is before that you could Google.
Yeah.
I'd learned Railroad Bill and Wildflower style from him. And then one time we went to Mexico, and she went looking for an acoustic guitar, but nylon strings, and then found a classical guitar teacher in Austin, took me to him, and then found guys that had more of a rock slant to them, and electric guitar, and took me to them as well. And she'd sit out in the car in the Texas heat and wait.
Wow, wow. And was this all in your younger adolescent years?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What did your teen and young adult years look like? During school, was this something that was, were you known as the guitar girl school or musician? What did that look like for you?
Yeah, I guess so. I was in elementary school, junior high combination. And when I was in elementary school, maybe one of my early gigs was, a talent show for the school. And the junior high choir director somehow saw me play, and he would have me accompany his choir. And whether it was school functions or maybe traveling occasionally on a school bus and accompany the choir, and which was really neat, some of the material was harder for me, which was a good challenge, and it kind of forced me to read music some, which my mom always wanted me to do more of, but I probably didn't do as much as I should. So yeah, it was cool. And even one of my choir teachers, later on, he got some kind of portable choral shell to haul around to different school functions, so the choir could hear themselves when they sang. It was really neat. So, pretty cool.
What did you pursue post high school? What did you go straight into music?
I went to UT part time for a while, but I still stayed in band. By then, I was playing in bands. And, I don't think I sang it very much then, and mostly I kind of segued into being maybe a side guy for other folks, or just a guitarist in the band, sang a little bit. And was in some rock bands, and then a band came along that was classic country, I believe, and so I got hired to play in that, and I had to do a lot of wood shedding, I guess. I would listen to Bob Wills music, and found a Emmy Lou Harris album, Luxury Liner. I can't remember if that's James Burton or Albert Lee. It was playing incredible solo on there. And I started studying, I think, records back and forth with the needle and the tone arm. And I got into learning some chicken picking, and one of the bands I was in was playing such classic country that they even at times wanted me to play something called tic-tac. Have you ever heard that term?
I don't know that term.
And what it was with your right hand, you're muting the strings, but following bass line. So you got kind of a tick-tick-tick-tick going on. And
I wonder if that's similar to what bluegrass folks call chopping, where it kind of creates almost a snare rhythmic feel.
I'm not sure, but it seems like I came across, there's like Buckhorn's recordings. I could be way off on that, but maybe from that era, that you can hear that on there. It maybe has kind of a lot of reverb in it, but anyway, so taught me a few bass lines. And I think from maybe playing finger picking style that when I segued into country bands, that I brought in my middle finger in picking country flavored leads, and I still do that today in whatever genre I'm playing. That is just kind of become a part of my playing. I don't just use the flat pick.
Mm-hmm. Now, you spent a good chunk of your career as a rock and roll musician, right? Like,
yes.
pretty heavy stuff.
Oh, goodness. Humble Pie. Joe Satriani.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Okay.
Material. And then I started singing more and kind of power trio type things, and didn't really use my Marshall too much for that. Marshall stack was just too big for smaller venues.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ended up getting a Fender ProSonic amp with the best 2 10-inch Jensens in it, and could get a really good crunchy tone. It was versatile, you know, if you're playing rock or country and want it clean, and you can just kind of overdrive the amp. I'm not much of a pedal person other than the delay and
mm-hmm.
a foot switch to turn on the amp's tube distortion.
How long did that band last for you in that genre of music?
Maybe 10 years.
Okay. And then you kind of made the shift then into where you are now with the new record,
yes.
into this Americana feel, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and the new album is Austin to Houston, is that right?
Correct.
Yeah. Tell us about that a little bit.
Well, I native Austinite, but I, several years ago, moved to the Houston, Galveston area, and I my mom stayed in Austin, and I have this back and forth from Houston to Austin, and kind of looking out after mom. She started to have some health issues, I started kind of segueing into more of a singer songwriter thing. I had been writing songs along the way. And they didn't always fit a rock band. And, you know, sometimes I had a friend of mine said, why don't you write more like how you play? I thought, well, no, I'm just writing what I know. You know, it's songs often about life. I'm not real good at manufacturing songs. And so I was kind of looking for a guitar that was kind of, I guess, going back to, you know, my childhood of a guitar that fit me. And I think I had a Hohner acoustic guitar, and it was big. And anyway, I was in a music store in Houston one day, and I was talking to a rep in there. Said, I want to find a guitar that's acoustic but smaller and has great tone. And he was kind enough to introduce me to a representative from Godin Guitars who happened to be in there that day. And so we got to talking, and he said, well, send me your music. And they liked it, and they gave me an endorsement. And so I ended up with this great Godin A6 guitar.
That's cool. And that's kind of the centerpiece then for the new record, right? As far as instrumentation,
it is. There's just something special about the tone of this particular Godin. I have other Godin A6s, but it's like a good pair of old shoes and things. But and a lot of the songs I think I wrote over the years, like Stuck in the Mud, which isn't on the album, but because of the tone of that guitar, how it sounds. It just kind of pushed me in that direction to write a song.
Yeah, I was listening to the single Joyride, and it has a very Paul Simon-esque feel to it. That sound, I think now that you're explaining that, is what I'm hearing in your guitar work on that song, is that just that nice, smooth, rhythmic feel.
Well, thank you. And I'm kind of new to capos. The last few years I've gotten better at it. And I put the capo up on, I guess, the 10th fret for Joyride, Shine, which is on the album. And I just liked how it sounded off the face of the guitar. Not amplified. It sounded kind of like a mandolin. And sometimes when I'm playing live, I'll even just turn off my amp so you can hear that tone off the face of the guitar. It has that mandolin, you know, kind of a little bit of a flavor to it. And
are these all songs that you've written?
Yes, I wrote all of them except for Townsend Zant, So Nothing.
Okay. And are these songs that you wrote specifically for this record, or songs you've collected along the way?
Collected along the way. Let's see. A few were new for the record, like Joyride, Sleepy Hollow, Comeback Kid was a Kerrville New Folk finalist.
Oh, cool.
And won at Eddie Zadek songwriting competition a few years ago. And I just sort of kind of updated it a little bit and thought I would, you know, include it in the album.
Mm-hmm.
And I discovered after the album was done something that called Nashville tuning. And I wish I would have known about that when the pandemic hit. I was out of work. I thought, I'm going to learn how to record an album. And looking back, now I wish I would have known about this Nashville tuning and having that extra texture in the recording, because it kind of reminds me of a mandolin in a way.
What will you do in support of the record as far as traveling out, gigs specifically oriented towards your music or touring of some sort?
Fortunate, I'm going to get to play at the Americana conference and
coming up here in a couple of weeks.
Yes, September 15th, and then a few days later, Shine is number 4, I think, now on Radio Benelux in Belgium. So kind of here at the last minute, probably. Cause of that, putting together a little mini tour over there. Radio Benelux has been so supportive. And so on the 17th of September, I'm going to fly to Paris, and the Paris Songwriters Group has invited me to come in on a Tuesday night there and play a little bit and get to
know
some folks.
Cool. Yeah.
Then I have to take a train up to Belgium. Got some gigs starting to come in there, so I'm looking forward to that.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So if folks want to get in touch with you, or they want to check out the new album, what's the best way to make those connections?
I have a website. It's marinarocks.com. And the album will be up there in the next few days if anyone's interested. And my gig schedule's on there, and some press and little information about me is also on the website.
Awesome. Well, thanks,
it's
Marina.
Go
ahead.
Spotify.
Yeah.
Also on Spotify.
All the regular servers.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Great. Well, thank you, Marina. I appreciate it. Enjoyed the music and getting to talk to you about a little bit more, and we certainly wish you well with it.
Thank you so much. Thank you all.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.